So once you graduated, what was the process like of figuring out what you were going to do?
That was tough.
Yeah.
After graduation, I had had a couple of job interviews for office jobs, and I was contemplating them, but I was...
What kind of office work? Related to the maritime industry?
It was nominally related. My bachelor's degree was in marine transportation.
Okay.
So it was transportation field, logistics management.
Yeah, makes sense.
And that's what the jobs were in, but, you know, I looked at them. They weren't too interesting. And I saw a job offer for Liberty Glory, which is from Liberty Maritime out of Valley Stream, New York, and they were operating a grain ship going to Africa. I said, well, how could I pass that up?
Right.
So drove down to the Union Hall. There was nobody wanting the job. Should have been a good indicator to me right there, as I found out later on. But I took it. Next thing you know, I'm a fresh third mate, flying to Houston 2 days later, going to Croatia and then Africa.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what union were you?
That was with MEBA, Marine Engineers Benevolent Association.
Okay.
It's the only job I did with them. After that, all my other jobs were with AMO.
Okay. Yeah, so your first voyage...
Exciting. Exciting. You know, you're getting paid.
Right.
So, it's my first real job.
Right.
Real responsibilities. You learn the hard way. It's very different coming out of school as a cadet and then standing your first watch with no one there to hold your hand.
Right.
It's intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, coming out of Houston on a dark night, I was nervous, needless to say, but made it through and, you know... First time I'm on a docking a ship, I was on the stern. Third mates are generally on the stern for the lines. I'm in Croatia. I mean, this was, you know, I remember hearing about the wars going on over there when I was a kid growing up. And I'm here delivering grain. And we were there for about a week. And, you know, the dock workers were all really friendly. They'd bring local booze on board, sneak it up, give it to the young third mate, have them drink in the cargo holds.
Yeah.
Go out to eat and party, and it was just, you know, your first port call where you have a full paycheck in hand is absolutely fantastic. There are a lot of things I can't say because I don't know who's going to hear this afterwards.
So you were there for a week?
Full week. That's the beauty about grain ships.
Yeah.
You're usually in port for a week.
Wow, okay.
There's never a short port call with grain.
Why is that?
Well, because it's very labor-intensive. You can't...
To offer.
Yeah, you can't... It's not as... mechanical as with containers or oil tankers. Grain is very labor intensive, especially in poorer countries where they don't have the technology to offload it quicker. A lot of it's done by guys going into the hold or scooping it up with the crane, scoop load at a time.
Yeah.
Takes forever.
Right.
And if there's the slightest hint of rain, you have to shut down all operations and close the hatches. Grain gets wet, it gets ruined.
So you basically report until you offload it.
Yes.
Okay.